Do I something that kind, you know?
You don't have gun, you don't... Yeah.
Mm. How you doing?
You never make it.
No, but you know something, you gotta get good, you gotta get good dogs to hold the pigs.
Uh-huh, what kind of pigs?
Well, the breed we use, mostly, you get, cross with Airedales and, pit bulls and bull terrier. You know what you call a scrub?
Oh, yeah.
What kind of cross?
Yeah, but big?
Peter.
Well,
Get me my CV.
Airedale, you know that, make it big.
Yes, Uncle Tony.
The pit bull. They're pretty big too, you know.
Yeah.
They're clumsy, they're slow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You have to get a pest dog.
Mm-hmm.
You don't go with, small dogs, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Big pigs.
Mm-hmm.
We keep talking about... Well, our regular is, we have 8-9 dogs.
Mm-hmm.
You get,
Hey, come inside.
Quite a bit pups are we training.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty rough, you know.
Yeah.
I see all those hunters. Mm-hmm. They're not catching pig the way we catch.
What? Come inside, there. I was telling Tony that kind of... Hey, you better go talk to Jean. I like use that. The grabber, man, the grabber, you know what I mean? You know something, you know, Monk really, I tell you, you can play any pigs, you know, inside there. Just today, my brother-in-law called me up before he be born. He seen the wife came down with the horse. He seen three big pigs walking by the cane field going to Kumolo. Yeah. And every day she see the pig. But anyway, get this big bugger. I don't know if you know that these guys been aiming, even David Abreu guys been aiming for this. On black and white pig, on bone.
Ahina.
That's the one. You the bugger, he walking just like one king.
You know that one?
Walking through the pasture. Yeah, that's the one.
You know the small piece?
Right on top piece by few for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know that cane was small yet?
Yeah.
I went with my dogs. You know these two holy girls that was running us?
Yeah.
You know, the pig was moving like this. Toward what you call Kahil. The two girls there keep it, you know, in pace with our pig, you know. They ran across the pig. They watching the pig. And here with me, my 30-30, ready for slam. Oh, you know, I wipe out. Yeah. I don't know what to do. And then after they come by me, they got me too bad you didn't catch them.
I don't know, but
must be the bugger team.
Isn't it? Mine.
No, you know.
Mm.
But if nobody is around there, that girl wasn't over there.
You sure?
Oh, I tell you, that bugger run.
No, but the trouble is that you know can bring rifle up there, you know.
Yeah.
Because you know Eric he chase the guys, you know. You know how many guys he chased over there? You can hunt, you know, by few for it. You can hunt over there. But once you let go one shot, that guy is coming like one shot. You know that 58 by Haiku side? You know we get a big fish, a Billy Koi.
Number 27.
We catch this guy, Jenny Santos. You know what he tells Jenny Santos? He tells, this is no bro farm land, this is my land.
Mean G,
in a plantation, like I know.
Grow farm still leases the place for canoeing. That's all canoeing land there.
So we go sneak with him.
So you know what he tell Johnny. He tell, this is my land. You know, because you go as far as riding the horse way down, you know now.
Oh, deep.
But we run is that?
No, but there's plenty of big up there. I tell you. Plenty there.
You know the other station? I saw the end up. Kahili.
Oh yeah, because once you go inside there, you guys can catch him already.
Yeah.
Because you know Eric can't see that bugger, he patrol all around the place.
But the pigs over there, this much, they know.
They know where they go around, yeah.
They know where they say.
You know, like over here, you know, get these guys go hunt, see?
Yeah.
Once a pig get into this guy's property, you cannot hunt, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Because that guy is really wild, man. He's a wild man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You do?
Because his dad owns all the property there, but you see, grow uh-huh. farm only just leasing the land from Dempsey, yeah. You see. So anybody that goes over there, wow, you got it.
But grow farm still can say something about that, though.
Well, they can say something, but...
Yeah, but don't forget now.
But
the
you got
to see, no guns.
No rifle, eh?
Oh.
You can hunt.
Okay, nice.
You can hunt
just
over there, but no rifle.
Knife and dog.
Yeah, knife and
just,
dog only.
You just gotta carry the ticket cooker.
He don't care.
No gun.
Well, I take the long one down there. The normal truck.
How many that time, how many chicken coop you guys can move? The same one?
Yeah. You mean in the valley?
The one, we will carry them up to my place.
Yeah, how come that time Manang was telling me that Ronald had to take his dog, see his dog over there? This morning I passed inside here, Charles and Francis, taking the chicken. And here the old man stay right by the garage, he stay long face. I think he was mad, the old man, you know.
Ronald's supposed to take him.
Yeah, but I see Ronald dogs there. I thought Ronald had to take his dog down
to the field.
What is
name
you know?
Ronald?
Ronald,
dog.
Yeah.
He got his dogs over there, yeah?
He got his dogs there. I seen him this morning. You know the time when I went to your house? I thought, how come?
Well,
my sister was telling me
he
that...
He bring him up where?
He was supposed to bring him by the Kainapia place. His friend, New Model. Because
he got plenty of dog, but he's out.
Yeah, where going to put these dogs,
man? Why not stay with the other?
He had trouble with the old man because the old man don't like the idea.
Yeah.
That's why the old man still squawk with his 22 because get his chicken over there.
No can make garden,
he no more peace.
Yeah, but at first he said he
agree,
No?
But, say, but every time that guy, when he jungler it, my house.
And you know what? You know what Manang tell? Manang was telling. He said, the old man tell Manang, you know your anak, eh? Spill out that boy. Get all shit all around the yard. He no even cover the dirt or any kind. He tell, Mugare, you tell your son, go back to your house. My sister cry, you know. Cry, Tony House. Because you know the old man was drunk, you see.
Yeah, he got plenty of dogs too.
Yeah, he got dogs, he got chicken, you know.
Fighting rooster.
terrific, boy.
The old man.
Okay. No, but I don't know because the way.
You can match an old man with one small. You may one young.
Well, that's true too, but.
They might be thinking this.
Yeah.
They don't gonna get along.
They like be themselves.
Huh? Yeah.
That's why my sister was telling. Oh, if you never tell you like only leave yourself.
One old man like a fool.
Yeah. You know. He tell no.
He smart all the time.
He tell that's not my business. How come you tell your boy come live with me? But he will accept the first time. You know what I mean? You see.
But Ronald had asked him, though.
Yeah, Ronald had asked him because Ronald had to pull I like live with you. And so,
okay. Sure.
So that kind of, that's a go straight in the room, Naren, show me inside the room. Yeah, straight down. He's that kind of, this guy here, is this theory research like for only that kind of local boy. And then they get a couple of guys, they work in Afanale now. You know, all kind, different districts,
Yeah.
You see. And then he's just like one the kind they're working for a government or something. And they wanna work with this kind of local guys, especially only in the Hawaiian Island. How the pidgin English, you know, from way back of so many years, you know, if the English had had changed or something, or still the local boys still get that same lingo yet, you know what I mean? And that's how we still talk, see? You know. That's the kind of guy they like Dave. So I told him, what about the kind of aliens? He thought, they don't want to hear aliens, they want only the local boys, the way they talk.
Yeah, but get some aliens, remember, can talk.
Oh yeah, they can talk, but you know, they get their R and whatnot.
They get the accent.
They get the accent, you see. That's why, see.
Yeah, get some guys, they talk so good in pidgin English, but you think That's not yeah. too hard.
No, he get his accent, you know. When he told his missus, his missus wanted to come over here and then, you know, listen the way we talk. But would be, you know, I told him, I think, it's, you know, better not, because if the boy's going to be around here and then it gets one wahini around here, and we're going to be ashamed of talking, see? You know what I mean?
Tomorrow,
but if only us men, you know, together, and then we're going to, you know, just talk, eh? You see? He thought, I thought, what you like we talk? No, just talk the way, you know, you any kind, you know. What you was doing today, eh? Hey, Jin, when you go make your party, you know? I said, hey, boy. And you know,
good English.
That's right. The only today I said, thing, we go see Michael. Terry Vaga. You know that, hey, Michael. So I explained to him, hey, Mira, see, but I don't like my voice. See, boy. See, the way you go, just like you got $1 million voice, boy. But he was busy because he had to go bring his wife to work and whatnot, eh? You see. He thought if not, he would come because I told him that Silo was going to come. Eh? He thought, I thought I'm going to get beer. You know, the guy going to buy, you know, treat the beer. And then while interviewing, and then after the interview, and then he was mentioning about each guy was going to get, you know, receive $5 after the interview.
What are they going to ask you inside?
What kind? When you was on small kid, what you was? You know, any kind question. You just answer one, just simple. Eh? You know what I mean? Yeah, and when you grew up, or if you was on how you had lived, or this and that, you know, all that kind of jazz, you know. Well, it's good. Eh? Grand S. What is that?
What one is that?
Oh, you know this guy? Eh? You know this guy? Yeah? Get a couple of guys stay around. Some guys stay down Kikaha now, and then one couple stay up in Hanalei area, towards Kapa. They're working towards Kapa area. They're like try work all different communities, how they, you know, their way of talking. Eh? If they have, we have the same way of talking, like we talk the way we talk. If our communities, they get different way of talking, you know, different slangs, you know. Or my some guys gonna tell, hey man, you know, this and that, or something like that, you know. And get some Hawaiians, when they talk, they get the Hawaiian way of talking, eh? You know.
Suppose Cecilia, you talk?
She just said, come home, her and Nora just come home today. Honolulu? Did we spend the New Year down there? And then, she was talking, Nora was talking about, down there, but our cars and the service station were shut down, but...
No more gas?
And most where they were staying with my brother-in-law house from Palisade. They could see the place where, you know, that one day we show on TV, where they burned that warehouse. Man, what a big fire, boy, that boy. I can imagine all the food was all stuck inside there, boy. Man, boy. I don't know what's the coming, boy, now. Really. Any kind of trouble, boy. Hey, though, you know that the pigeon over there? How come? No leg.
Leg?
Huh?
Leg.
How come the box be on empty inside no more grass?
Two young ones on the ground.
No?
Yeah. Get fast and throw the money.
I never knew you had pigeon. I look at that. Small boy, like a pigeon.
Small boy.
What kind of pigeon that? That's the big kind.
Get the big one.
Oh, and the small kind?
Get the small one.
And you get 1 5 dogs too, no?
I'm not. Only 5.
Whose dog there? Yours?
Small watch dog there.
Oh, I thought that's for hunt. I figured, I was going to borrow him, boy.
The center one, man. Ooh, he bust the chain how many times, boy?
The black and white one?
Yeah.
The one, the stiff ear one?
Yeah.
What is that? Get the German Shepherd inside.
Yeah.
They're good for hunt, that pig.
Jeez, that dog. Kind, man.
Well, you know, the time had come, you know.
Nah.
That's all right.
That's no problem, man. Yeah, no problem. Where you guys gonna make the reckon?
I don't know yet.
Yeah. Yeah, Tony never tell you the story.
About?
We go catch crab one day. Well, my sister Nate was here and Donnie. My sister be like, crab, eh?
Yeah.
So we go take the canoe down the river.
Plenty.
Eh? Plenty, shit. She paddle, okay, later than that. And small little John was with us now. So Mario tell you, hey, daddy, take out water. I tell you, yeah, okay, take him out. Okay, Paul take out water. And he never take out that much now. Keep on paddling, coming out. Why we still paddle? John still put water inside the canoe. Hey, that's how I'm gonna head sink. John.
The canoe sink?
Yeah! See, when he goes up, I go, like that. So, and what's done, eh? I grab him, he likes swim, yeah? He likes swim, I grab, don't know, yeah. First I grab the kind, eh? The crab bucket. So I tell Mario, grab the net, throw. I tell, never mind the canoe, wait till the canoe, we get everything on top of the land, you know.
But can walk, eh? Deep, eh?
No, was low tire, that's why. Oh. But even when I go down, the water can catch me way till here.
Yeah.
You see, standing up now, you see. But if I now grab John, John will go down. You know what I mean? Oh, I tell you, boy. That's that little rascal, my... That's not fellow, it's Christina. Rascal, ain't it that? And what time you going to find? 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock.
Where you work?
You gonna babysit that guy, sir? Every time they go babysit.
From what time?
Oh, sometimes they call early, sometimes they go in earlier.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But this couple here called, she going in 8 o'clock. And then must be the gumpahana about 1 o'clock, I think.
Hmm.
You know.
She get down. Nice kind daughter.
Eh?
Hey.
Well,
for
the mall. Oh, okay. Hey, good girl. That's too bad. What was I telling Tony the other day? You know, when she walking alone, she said, road there by Manka Ili. I just come home from Danny's house. Oh, my eye had popped out, boy, with bikinis. What time she walking with bikinis inside there? I stopped at him. Hey, where you going? Oh, she's looking for a place because somebody told her that, you know, this guy's up here, renting out some houses. I said, well, you can try. I can bring him. He said, okay, go. So I wait there. So I seen Eric over there. So I bring her right by Eric. I told Eric that this boy is looking for a place. Tell she, I'm sorry because, you know, now get guys that living over there, they can stay my 3-4 months, eh?
Mm-hmm.
And they know can just chase them out, eh? I mean, like, Danny guys already, he's there for good until such time if he gonna transfer to another place. Okay. So I tell him, I'll wait for you then. Okay. Wait for that. But I don't know what thing is there. Stay coming up. Hey, this is at a bar there, okay? Hey. So coming out already. Hey. Hey, what, hey, you guys go in a room and make the kids be quiet, you know? Go. Go. Okay. Coming out.
Go, Didi.
Seriously. Go see if the kids if they behave till up. Go now. No problem. Yeah. Now, oh, where you heading for? I'm going to get the food. Oh, where you going? Oh, now, go. Well, I don't mind going down, you know. I didn't reach down there across. I see all boys, right? Chris guys. Man, their neck has stretched out. They said, Paul, please.
He was there.
He said, we need to be at the wall. I see, like, I thought, okay, I'm heading home. Boy. First, I asked Nakarne, what room? Tell me, she gave me the number. Tell me, oh, she stayed in Nakarne. How do you know? I said, hey, why don't you come home? I said, wow, you know. I thought that's one invitation, you know what I mean? I thought, ah, I cannot think of that. I thought, oh shit, this guy here, you know. Every time when the cat is out, man, then the mice is out, the cat's going. I tell these guys, I'm going over there.
I don't know.
I'm gonna get my same job back. My old job before when I was 50 a truck driver.
Yeah.
Oh, and you know what I hear Damaso he make big noise, boy.
Why?
He thought how come he gonna beat down McBride, and just like he was telling Tony that night when we had that meeting. He thought how come Vic stay accepted early with plantation and he get his same grade. Because they gonna demote him, eh?
Well,
from grade 6. They demote him for scratch operator, you.
Oh, yeah.
Four he while like, yeah.
Grade 4 then.
Grade 4, but you know, can do nothing. No, but the time we had a meeting, they will demote him on a scratch job, grade 4. But I don't know what had happened after that, or he had tried to fix him up. Because you try to look clock guys from grade 9 right down to grade 3 now. They gotta go Hanawai.
Yeah.
I don't kid you.
Oh, bueno.
Yeah. But, you see, the way how Tony guys was explained to us, that you guys gotta accept the job because it's job security. But if they don't accept the job, and then the union can do nothing, see? You know, because the company is to find job for them. But you see, the company is smart too, see?
That's
now,
right.
If they're not gonna accept the job, you think the company gonna pay them the savings? No, that's bullshit, that. They got invoice too, the company.
See, something, a company is way more smart than
that. Oh, yeah. And you think the company is sleeping, I tell you.
They like, seem like going to sleep.
Yeah. They don't give a damn. You see, because if you're not going to accept the job, well, brother, you out. You ain't going to collect anything, you know.
But that's
chicken too, one way, yeah.
That's chicken. That's all the time these guys put up for the company, they won't do that to them.
Oh, all right, but now you try to figure now, Edo. On 75 now. You remember 75, McBride gonna get on big layoff. Now it's another problem too now.
Oh yeah.
Now when they gonna lay off now, this gonna be a bumping system now.
That's right.
And you know how many guys gonna be out from their job? You see?
You like the group from where they gonna know that they could be bumping first.
But
McBride got plenty of young guys.
They got plenty of young guys, you know, McBride.
Yeah. That's why McBride.
So that's
scared.
The reason why McBride was scared,
he was
remember?
Scared, you know.
The guy
you got. Majority, go farm, get all the old farmers, you know.
Yeah.
That's why McBride guys were scared, see?
Hey, something about these companies, they're smart, you know. They make you seem like you guys get the fur. Everything going for you guys.
Yeah.
But in the long run, you guys come out loser.
Loser, yeah, that's
you
true.
Guys, anybody, me or...
That's true.
Yeah.
The world come out loser.
Yeah. Because like now, look, like now, if, okay, now, Sam like hang up. What I hear rumors now, might probably next year, you know Robinson, he probably might hang up too, you know Robinson.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay, if Robinson hang up now, what gonna happen to all the employees over there? Yeah. Okay, might Kamakane or Kika gonna take some guys. But after that, after so many years now, might probably not gonna last 10 years, sugar. You see, where everybody going?
But
nobody gonna get job.
That's for my part, I gotta get out of plantation here.
That's true.
And find one other job.
You know that, I get one job still waiting for me down the airport. Either janitor or maintenance man. I seen this guy Bill Foster already, the big boss from the airport.
Plantation, no more future already. Pal.
And you know who's still helping me? You know Mary Cronin said. She the one still helping me. I talked to Mary Tronis, I tell Mary, I stay in a hole now, I tell she, I need help. He tell, what kind of job you can do, you know. I told him. I said, he could wait. So I told her, I tell she, I don't know where I'm going to be. I don't know how I stand now, you know. So I tell you what, you go see this guy Bill Foster now. And then she would talk to him if get on job right now for you, you know, line up. So before that time, you just said miss one job. You know, get this guy over there, this Tilamuda outside by the private letter. That's the job, yard boy. Take care of the fish, pick up all the rubbish, clean up all the place. That's
but
easy life, boy.
If me was the guys who get job with it, I'll not come back.
Oh, yeah. Shit, why come back?
I'll not come back.
I'll not come back, too.
I really
because that.
Yeah.
once you work for government, it's job security already, you know. But I mean, it's you know, working with sugar, as post, you know, it's there for you until you retire. But you try look when they tell us, like in the Philippine Island, in Taiwan, you try look the pineapple field and the cane field they get up there now. Terrific. Compare, Jin, you try figure like this, you put the whole Hawaiian Island in Philippine Island. It's nothing that, it's real, it's one small quarter or something inside one island like that. You know Philippine Island, you know how big, eh?
Oh, yeah.
You see?
But the crop not good, though, I hear.
Well, as far as the crop, well, you know, well, they get extremely kind guys, eh? You know what I mean?
I hear the pineapple, especially, no good.
Yeah, because the climate over there is different.
Not can be the Hawaiian.
In
the
Hawaii, yeah.
Part, you see? Very small the pineapple compared to the kind. We are quite more big, way bigger.
Well, as they say, even you plant dole, you know, yeah. Dole, how big that fruit. Now you can plant on different kind of place, different climate, like cold climate. It's not going to be as good like Hawaiian yeah. Island. Hawaiian Island is
only around
warmer country.
Only around,
yeah.
Same, eh?
But they say the sugar up there is terrific, you know.
I hear the pineapple not good.
Yeah.
I hear.
But you get Philippine Island and Taiwan, they can supply the whole Hawaiian Island plus the United States. You know. And no need Hawaii for raise cane. What Hawaii gonna raise? Guava, lilikoi. Pretty soon gonna be just like the United States or other kind country, they still fight one another already. You know. Because no more job, guys, they go steal and what's not.
No worries, they still fighting already.
Oh, yeah. Terrific, boy, I tell you. That's how this world, the way how this world they go. No, okay. Really. That's why real hard, this kind of.
You know, I see regularly looking magazine, I said, look,
Yeah, how come that kind of you go down by that kind of airport too?
Yeah.
Oh.
The restaurant. Because there is a menu before. You go deliver there. What guy? That's all like that.
Mm.
We take over the handbook, you know, for truck.
In the round?
Yeah. Oh, between who's by the wine?
Yes.
And you gotta go color here? Oh man, I have to go to the restroom. Oh, dying in the truck. I don't call sweat.
I think must be that storm and they tell us, but gee, what it? That girl will take all that, we'll get punished.
I know you.
Yeah.
But spring fishing again.
Yeah. In fact, you know, that kind I was talking to that kind I was talking to our that kind mechanic.
Yeah.
What is his name already? A Filipino man?
Otemio,
yeah. He was telling you don't know how this they do with group farm.
Yeah.
Yeah. You see. Now you know who getting the maid now? Only the crusher guys. The crusher guys and the kind, you know, the carpentry guys, you know, getting the maid.
Yeah.
But the mechanics what they don't know where what the kind they still report to work but they still do this kind of job like that and this and that. It's not just like full force the way you still work regular.
Hey, how do I even work these past 2 days?
You heard what Fred said?
What?
Eh? We were supposed to get a meeting yesterday, eh? 1:30.
Yes, yeah.
Okay. So Van had go announced over the radio that they're not going to offer a job to the guys that going to be working for Louis and McBride, Grow Farm employees now, eh?
Mm.
Okay, I was telling Fred, yeah, but okay, if the company going to knock us off, how are we going to get paid? And then the way he was explaining, he told me, no worry, because the union going to pay us. I thought, what? I thought, my goodness, I thought, what a surprise if the union going to pay us guys for. All us guys stay home.
And you know that's
full of shit.
That's our own money.
That's our own money, yeah.
You know.
And yet they don't like give us the, you know, our strike fund. They don't like give us, you know.
Yeah, yeah, this is
the union.
That's the union.
That's what I say, you're the union. Yeah.
Okay, they will use our strike fund, eh? For the days that we stay home.
Yeah.
What about when they go on strike? Where are they going to get the money now? To go help us,
okay,
guys, for
so
supply.
The union, eh? Union is to protect the worker.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
They're protecting the civilians.
No more, nothing.
So I said,
yeah, no more.
It's baloney.
That's really like I eat.
Especially as I with you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's all right.
I mean, that's all right. Jin, you know why I know about this kind of stuff? Eh? It's because, you remember the convention they went?
Yeah.
You know how many guys went there? Okay. Somebody's still on the other line. You know the convention they went? How many guys? About 100 guys they went?
Yeah.
Eh? Okay. How much money they had spent? We had 80-something, what? The way how Chris was telling, 80-something, 8,000 or something. That was that?
Yeah.
Okay? Now they went over there, now they be spend big money now. Eh? Okay, after they be go convention, the next following 2 weeks, they be go ask now, this bowling league,
yeah.
They be go ask for go over there. Now the union had go, that kind, had the, pass that for the go over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Borowski guys, Tony Borowski guys, they went.
Oh yeah, they went.
They went there?
Yeah, they went.
Right?
Yeah.
As the youth for the
current. Yeah, they went.
You see. And how can they tell that no more money? That's full of shit then. Look now, I'll go see Tony about go sponsor the kids, the basketball team, the one I still coach for. I tell hey Tony, how about sponsor the kids, boy. You know, after all, it's all for you kids, you know. And all us guys, all union members, right? I tell you, if you guys can sponsor other guys, I don't see why you guys not can sponsor the kids. He tell me, oh, okay. So he tell me, go find out how much is the shorts and the top. And then I ask for two basketball. So I figure them all out. And then, but Harold, he tell me, the shorts is about $4 something. And the top is about $3 something. But I be give Tony the kind of, higher the kind, you know,
yeah.
Estimate. The short is $5 and the top is $4. You see. But the reason why I will make them that way is because the printing, you know how much the one full the kind?
Yeah.
Is dollar half that I charge. You see. And then most I get printed over here, Puhi Rangers, eh? You see. And then you can get one big number on the back. On the short, you can get the initial, eh? And as the first time the kids they stay so happy because last year they had played without no more coach. They just had to play on their own. And they figure, gee, boy, you know, get somebody to push them. And they get on this in the, you know. And I thought, and most, I've been going there 2 weeks, I've been go by the county. I've been go see the guy Wilson, eh? He's the big gunner for this recreation thing. I thought, Wilson, what's going on in Puhi? Get a new subdivision, come up, you guys know to even fix the place for the kids' recreation area. He thought, ah, you know what, Mr. Making the plan. I thought, that's full of baloney there. What do you mean? From the time when we start from the new increment, the first increment, you guys were supposed to start there already. At the time, look, the kids, eh? Even some parents didn't like provide transportation for the bring the kids go practice. I gotta bring them myself. And as for gas, you know, I tell Harold, you know what's going on, eh? Do you about that kind? Oh shit! Look, Puloke, they make one nice cot for the kids over there. You try look by the fire station by Unage. Nice squad. You know the Hanamalo one? They be change them, you remember? Now they change them on the other side. Oh, nice squad they make for them.
Yeah.
And only Puhi itself, the community, no more nothing. I tell you guys gotta get hit with. I tell Wilson, you be get promoted, boy. Now you the head man for this kind of recreation stuff. I think you gotta push for Puhi.
Yeah,
you know, Ken, you know the guy? You know how we talk, Jim? He said, you know, he really drive you, baga, you know. Yeah?
Yeah,
the policeman?
Yes,
oh,
sheriff.
Yes, sheriff.
Yeah.
He quit police.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He get a better position.
What he mean?
He's the head.
And all
his He's the head. See, that's the kind of guys you gotta see to push this damn thing. Yeah. That's where your tax money is to go, brother. You know.
And they don't like do nothing for
the community. They don't like do nothing. That's Wilson, remember? Little more, you know, little more that kind.
So, oh, this guy, you know, you gotta drive,
you gotta
drive, you gotta tell him, I know,
but.
You know when, they give us guys plantation?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I don't give. Even this red feather stuff, I mean, he use our plantation, I don't give them. Bull of shit, then. That's only good for the company and good for the guys that working for this kind of YMCA or that. Because one time, Don Caldwell, he approached me because he was the chairman for this Red Cross. He told me, Vic, 3 days in a row, you know, Jim, he go after me. He told me, why you don't give for red feather? I tell him, look, there's one thing I want to tell you, I want to get this thing straight, Don. My kids was in a Boy Scout. And how come, the uniform is not cheap stuff, I tell Don. No, they gotta go camping, they gotta buy this, they gotta buy that, they gotta buy this, they gotta buy that. And plus, I gotta pay for a uniform here. I tell Don, it's out, Don. I tell, how can? With all these guys, this they collect that kind of, they approach us, the supervisor, they tell, oh, this is for a Boy Scout, this is for a Brownie, and this is for a YMCA. I tell, where all the money that they collect? Somebody stick a carucho. That's true. Where all this stuff here for the kids? Because every time when they tell the kids, okay, we're going camping for the next weekend, I like you bring 1 dozen eggs, I like you bring 2 can sausage, and I like you bring the kind of might want bacon ham. How come you guys gotta bring all these? No, tell me that those guys not gonna provide that. They gonna provide, oh yeah, the stove and everything, the charcoal. That is nothing then. You know, that's why I will make my kids quit. The Boy Scout and the Cub Scout like that. Before they was real active inside Boy Scout and Cub Scout. You see. Get them involved with sports. Like the sports, the county gonna help to provide the uniform, see? After you play, if you gonna play for how many years? Like Little League, T-ball like that, you keep the jersey until you finish. You see. Like my kids, they was paid from T-ball up to Little League, Pony League, eh? So every time when they go over there, automatic their uniform pass to the next whatever brother gonna come up on the Little League or Pony League, the uniform go right down. You see. That's way good. You try to look like Pulit kid now. Pulit kid the one who play basketball for me. And then get this Wendell, he did turn out Papuana. Fucking kids they be turn yellow. And then Harold Namus they go after him, he tell, hey Gilata. I thought it was Peter, you know. I thought, who you call? He tell that Bilator over there. I thought, why? See, they turn out football. They turn out only one day. They not turn out already, boy. They turn yellow.
The fat one?
No, hippo.
Oh,
the chicken fight guy. They turn yellow, the kid. I thought, my goodness, boy.
That's why I hurt the hell out of my own charity, right?
Okay.
The lady might be doing.
Which one? Who?
Just.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, my wife was telling me.
Yeah.
Medrano.
He's still with it.
Oh, heart attack. The lady was sick, eh? Was sickly,
you know? You know, she's not supposed to work. She gets doctor paper for she can work.
How come they go
work? She went and stuff. You see, she was playing with you, know, the lady.
Yeah.
You know how chubby she was.
Yeah, she was
big,
you know.
Yeah?
The sound play basketball, right?
That's the one that's on having purple latte or something.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she.
That's the one.
Oh, that's the one. She worked laundry. Oh, yeah. She worked laundry. She worked laundry, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
I was down for a beach, so I started with the coffee shop there. He look at me like, oh yeah, take the oxygen, you know, try to do something. He don't know what to do, the pipe's still hanging inside his mouth.
Yeah.
I think Percy Kilimaka, he was giving him mouth to mouth.
Anyway, she had monkey because she was working long time in the laundry. And then, you know, all of a sudden, sometimes when your body, your resistance is not there, and then when you probably still walk in a hot, that kind of place, and then you come out, you get the draft. Well, that day, she was hot like that, and she came out, was pahana. Oh, she was sweating. She would go home. She would take one cool shower on top of that. Oh, wow. She would just collapse right inside the shower. Paralyzed. She was paralyzed. After that, what, never takes so what? Well, 1 month or 2 months, she broke.
Anyway, talking about ambulance, I think these guys gotta remind, especially the people in Kauai, they gotta still keep reminding these people, you know. When come emergency like that, especially when you know get some guys that they don't understand, like now we got a lot of aliens, you know. You know, that when they see one red light, one ambulance, one police, you know, making that sound already, man, you better pull on the side. You know, going towards Kapaya, eh? Shit, if you little more, I gotta go climb on top of the walkway. These guys that stay in front of me, they don't even move, those guys, you know. Yeah, look up, you know the lane, the lane is down. Look up there, go like that, boy. You know, that's not again, that guy. You see? And I think these guys, I think these registration guys, they gotta announce this.